Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The bitches are back. Dun, 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 dun. That's our new theme song, everybody. So we didn't go anywhere for them, right?
Yeah, we're off this week.
Okay, so you've missed us for a week, but we haven't recorded since before the holidays.
Yeah, it's been a month almost. Because I left on the 15th. Like, it's been a month to the day, I think.
To the day, it's been a month.
Yes,
yes. Wow. Yeah. So we are sadly not in person doing this. We are doing this virtually.
Yeah. I've had a sore throat since I came back. It's gotten better. It did get really bad. I've had myself tested for COVID, got the PCR, so I know it's not a quickie. And it said I was negative. The sore throat is really the only thing, and a little congestion. So I'm thinking it's just allergy stuff, but just in case, we're separated. Also, my house is a mess.
So it's mine. This room is, actually, the rest of the house is not as bad, but this room is brutal.
Did you move that plant?
Yeah, because the Christmas tree is now in that spot.
Yes, that makes sense.
But yeah, looking at this room just forces me to think about the fact that when we move, I will have to actually move. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so acutely aware of just how much shit we have.
Yeah. Even when I was in my little one-bedroom apartment, it was still, as I was packing, it was still so much shit. Good luck.
I thought about that when you were moving and I came over and saw all the boxes. I was like, oh, I'm fucked.
Yes, you are.
Moth got 80 books for Christmas.
For what?
They're like from these small little books, like his dad, but Moth put it on there as a gag gift and on his like list. And I was like, don't do that. Your parents are going to buy it for you. And he was like, no, they're not. It's obviously a joke.
Well, joke's on him.
Truly.
And what's the books about?
I don't know. I think it's like some like mystery series or some like old something. I don't know.
When you said 80 books, there's these little tiny books that used to come out. They were like little books that the gas station would give away, like Gulf gas station, but they're collector's items of like Winnie the Pooh, but like the Christopher Robbins version, you know.
Okay.
I mean, all of them are Christopher Robbins, but the one that isn't Disney related. So it's like the original, which just went to public domain. So if anybody wants to write anything.
Wow, didn't they just do a Winnie the Pooh movie a couple years ago? They should have waited.
Yeah, but it was under Disney. So now they can do one without, you know.
So if Sony wants to just cause another riff.
Yes, then they can do it. Aren't they owned by Disney now? I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I'm thinking of Fox. Who owns Spider-Man?
I think they both are owned by. Oh. No, they're not owned by Disney.
Sony's not?
Yeah, Sony's not Fox.
Yeah.
They inked that deal. That's what I was thinking of. They inked the deal to buy Spider-Man. So that's what it is. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Me neither. Like, all I want to do is go to iPick.
Ugh.
And here's the thing, though, that like I want to know how much it would cost to rent out the whole theater.
Okay, I can find that out. I have the person that's in charge of that number in my phone. Or go during the day.
Yeah, like no 10 a.m. on like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something.
The two times that I've went to movies during pandemic, they have been at iPick. They've been during the middle of the day, so no one was there except for me and my friend. And also, you have to have your vax card and they check your temperature before you come in. Like, they're very strict about everything.
That's the only movie theater I would go to, and I would still want to make sure that like pretty much nobody else is there.
Yes,
ideally no one at all besides the people that I know, because then I could eat popcorn.
Right,
otherwise I just won't.
Especially, I mean, iPick has a whole menu.
Yeah, so that would be nice.
Not sponsored by iPick, but I would love you to sponsor my life,
dude. That would be a dream.
I feel like I'm like a spokesperson for them already.
Without a doubt, you are. You truly are. You make me, I forget about IPIC all the time. And then I'm like, IPIC, Melissa's thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we've been gone for the holidays. I had quite a...
adventure.
Yeah, it was so low key. And then it was so not. I vlogged it all accidentally. Like, didn't mean to have any of that happen. But basically, we went to Colorado to their mountain house, Matz's family mountain house, and got exposed to COVID and then had to drive all around to find tests, get PCR tests, and then drove all the way back. Like, I think, like, we're like, it's decently like out of the way from like pretty much everything. And then encountered like the crazy winds and power outages in the mountains and then a snowstorm. So it was a shit show and a half. But
how close were you to the fires?
We were super lucky that we were not close. I think it was about like probably like 70-ish miles away was like the closest one, but I think it might have even been farther. But yeah, so like that's how the power lines went down, was like the winds. And then we were just lucky that we weren't near the fires, but that's also what started the fires, which was absolutely brutal and terrifying to see. Cause like even driving, like it was far, but you could still see the smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. But on a brighter note, we are putting an offer on a house.
Yay. The one that you sent me?
Mm-hmm.
Really excited. Did you put it in yet?
I think we put it in. I think they're due tomorrow at noon. So that's like when. But we had a call with our realtor and then one of Matz's best friends and like one of our friends is a realtor. And he's the one who set us up with her because he doesn't live here anymore. And so we were like all on a Zoom together, like talking about strategy and all of that stuff. But it is wild. Like, we're trying not to get our hopes up because the likelihood of getting a house on your first offer in LA is like unheard of.
Yeah.
Unless you like really overpay for it. And that's not our game plan. But yeah, I did think about though, every time we tour houses in my head, I just go, oh, this is such a long drive to Melissa. Like, we used to have a pretty big drive. And then you moved closer to me. And
it
now
wasn't even
like,
that big then either.
No, but it was like a, at least we shaved probably like 10 or 15 minutes off.
Yeah, most of it.
And now tacked on probably at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, true.
But we'll see.
I feel like a Tuesday during the middle of the week, it won't be. I mean, middle of the day. We can also start recording a little bit later too if we needed to.
Yeah. How was your holiday?
I'll talk about it later.
I did wonder if you were gonna, okay.
Yeah.
I love hearing like the friend stories, like as a friend, and then the podcast ones too, yes. Because like you don't usually overlap and it's a good time.
I do have to say, this has nothing to do with that. It's just like how much I appreciate our friendship. I was talking to another friend and she started asking me some questions and I was thinking in my head, Megan would never ask me these dumb questions.
That's so weird. Okay, so big apologies to everybody. I will also say apologies for being a little bit off the timing game. We had like started doing it Fridays and that's when we are posting the polls and all of that stuff, but the Wi-Fi in the mountains is absolutely horrendous and long COVID plus the altitude really ruined me. So,
but also it was the holidays, like people should extend grace anyway.
Yeah, it was just a little bit, the schedule, I will admit, was just not there. I'm getting back on it. The only reason why this one was late, if you even noticed, was just because our notes app weren't syncing. And then I missed Melissa's text message where she gave them to me. And I was like, oh, can you just send them? She's like, I already did that. And I was like, oh, damn it. Yeah, I skipped that text message. So this is for episode 10. First one is me versus Jobs who incentivize with alcohol. 92% said that Jobs giving alcohol were in the wrong and 8% said me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I will also say I did get a lot of alcohol gifts, like work-related alcohol gifts this year too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I haven't gone to check my business mail, and I know it's, I have a whole bunch of packages waiting, so we'll see. I did get a water bottle, a really nice water bottle, and I appreciated that one. They sent it to my home address.
That's a absolute fantastic one. Because mm-hmm. guess what? Everyone drinks water or exactly. should drink water.
Yeah, some type of liquid can go in there.
Yeah. Hey, if you want it to be wine, it can be yes. wine, but don't give it. Thankfully, the stuff that I got, I can cook with, but like still, it's
yeah,
just weird.
This might be our most controversial one yet.
To be fair, I think you had to know that going into it. Like, you had to.
So it's me versus eggnog haters. Who was wrong? 58% said that I was, and 42% said eggnog haters. I just want you all to know in the 58% that you are both loud and wrong. Also, someone sent a message and was like, sorry, Melissa, but you're wrong. I can't think of something better that white people have come up with. But if you can't yeah. think of something better, then that lets you know that I am in the right.
Here's the thing. I don't even like eggnog, but I have to agree with you because I can't think of anything better that we've done. Like, as a white person, I'm like, we don't have many positive contributions. Personally, I wouldn't see eggnog as a positive, but it is probably the least worst.
Eggnog is spectacular.
I need to tell you, when I was like looking for like little pictures to include in these, the passion of eggnog lovers is wild. Like, there's so much merch, but then also I just need people to know that we do not need to see photos of the ingredients of eggnog as the being
no,
made.
No.
That's disgusting.
The same with mayonnaise. Like, mayonnaise can be used in a plethora of things because it's just basically just like oil and eggs.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't need, and this is a lot from Auntie Dionne Warwick's tweets where she's like, I don't need pictures of coffee that have mayo as creamer. Like, no, thank you.
See, sometimes the keto people, they go too far.
Yeah.
Too far. Okay, next we have writer number one who wants their friend to fall a little versus their friend who lives her life online. 87% said writer, 13% said her friend. This one a lot of people accidentally voted wrong on, and they told us on this. So I think we're probably closer to around 90%, but I think I thought this one would be a little bit more split because
I didn't.
Bitter people. And I don't mean this for the writer, but like, I guess, so maybe I shouldn't say bitter because it sounds like a hard-pressed one. But like, when you are like resentful of someone, like that feeling of resentment is like a very big feeling that like is pretty overpowering. And I kind of thought that those people tend to be very loud. So I mm-hmm. thought that there would be more of that, but I guess not. Maybe everyone's in a good spirit because it was the holidays.
Obviously not. They turned on me and eggnog.
That is true. And it's a festive time.
A staple in the festive era.
It's true. During its time.
Mm-hmm.
It's month of celebration.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up in the summertime.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
Really quick question. Eggnog is cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if it was warm.
I mean, I guess you technically could warm it. Maybe put some like coffee yeah. with it. I'm sure there's eggnog coffee.
The pictures I usually see look like they're kind of in like mugs, though. That's what you drink it out of normally? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's just part of the festivities.
Yeah, the aesthetic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Writer number two, thinking she was broken up with for having ADHD versus girlfriend who was a horrible person. The girlfriend called the writer feral, a degenerate, and a crackhead. Yikes.
I'm still not over the feral.
Me either. So there's a little picture, in case you didn't see it, of Kermit the Frog sitting, even though this is Elmo's moment right now, but whatever. How to slap someone through the internet. And so we've got the writer is got 4% and her ex got 96%.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Absolutely fitting. I'm assuming the rest are accidental votes or her girlfriend.
True.
Then we have writer number three versus the roommate who bought extra cookie dough. 88% said roommate and 12% said writer. This shocked me because I feel like this is like so cut and dry. Obviously, the fucking room, like, it's just all on the roommate. But this just makes me think that 12% of people are the roommate in this situation.
Again, it was so easy to take a picture and be like, which one do you want?
It saves everybody so much time.
Yeah.
And like, if you're asking someone to like pick something up for you while you're out or whatever, while they're out, you're usually on your phone assuming that, hey, if they have a question or they're going to say, like, I'm available standing by my phone.
Right.
Stupid.
Operators are standing by. All right. Writer number 4 versus friend who wouldn't let the writer hook up with a guy. So basically, the writer, their friend, wouldn't let them hook up with their other friend's brother because the friend had a crush on them, but the friend also was dating someone else. So who is wrong? 4% said the writer and 96% said her friend. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
First wrong of the week, also known as Rachel of the week, we have racist Swifties. And I wanted to issue a, not update, but I had mentioned in that episode about one of the creators, and I was not entirely sure how to pronounce her name. She did a TikTok talking about how to pronounce her name, and it is Maite or Maite. So that just wanted to give that update. She's the best, and we're now mutuals.
Ooh, and
99% said the racist Swifties. 1% said, I love racism, and will I be going back and checking through those people who said that? Yes. 8 people. So we'll see.
We'll see. Just know we've got your number.
You might make it onto our no-fly list.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the other one was time picking Elon Musk as person of the year. 98% said time, and 2% stan Elon.
We will also be taking note of those people. For having bad taste is a crime. Okay? Like, we can get into the ethics of that in general, but like, I purely believe having poor taste is a crime.
And we're here to judge.
We truly are.
If Steve Harvey can have his own judge show, so can we.
So can fucking we. Did you see the Lori Harvey, Michael B. Jordan pictures?
No. I have them both muted, so.
So did I, but it showed up on some other thing. But she is so pretty, it's stupid. But it looks like out of everything they've done, it is the most normal. Like, you could tell me that this is a couple that we know.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They, a lot of times, stage a lot of their, like, putting a bench on the beach.
Like photo shoots, but like no publication.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give them kudos and let them know that if they keep this up, maybe we can unmute them.
Maybe. Anyway. All right. So let's get into our first segment, But Am I Wrong? And this is where both Megan and I pick an instance in our lives where we might be wrong. All right. So I made a grand announcement to my family that I will not be returning to Arkansas and they cannot come see me until the pandemic is over. Reasons: I went there for 3 weeks. I was very excited to be there. Well, I was excited to go there. Once I was there, I was not excited to be there. There was just, I'm not going to name specifically.
They know who they are.
They know who they are. There was someone that was constantly bringing people over, someone who did not get boosted yet. There were multiple people who were going out to eat in indoor restaurants that, you know, in Arkansas, they aren't checking vax cards or anything. So I did not feel safe the whole time I was there at all. I felt on high alert. Therefore, I will not be seeing them again, probably for a couple more years in person.
Hey, I saw Cammy tweeted something that was great where she was like doing a quote between her and her therapist, and she said, and if that makes me cold, whatever. And her therapist was like, is it cold or is it just your boundaries? And she like had some like emoji reaction, and it reminds me of that.
Perfect. I love it. I also have a new therapist.
Oh, do we like the therapist?
Oh yeah, she's been a guest on other podcasts that I've had. And so I felt a real connection with her, and she had a long waiting list, but now it's open and
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for me too.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think it's valid. I think it sucks for you. Mm-hmm. I think it's a natural consequence for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that like was avoidable on their part.
Yep.
And it sucks when you have to take the kind of responsibility for a group of people, like more than one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's annoying and frustrating. And I don't think you're wrong at all. And I think all of them are wrong.
Thank you. Here I sit, a girl. I don't know what else to say.
I was like, is there another line coming after it? If you're watching the video, there's the, oh, we don't have a video on this
one. There's no video for this one.
I could just make up a lie. I was going to say, I'm like, she's drinking out of a mason jar, but I'm like, why don't we make it like a big goblet instead? And she's petting
swirling around and I've got a small dog.
A small hairless cat.
I don't like cats though, so that's not believable. I know you don't, so it's not believable.
Fair, fair. Okay, so I'm not going to get into... I mean, we're doing the same way. We're kind of like not necessarily saying, obviously, the people involved or any of that. But mine was something happened and one of the parties got visibly upset. And it was at my reaction to something that occurred. And the other party was visibly upset. And it was very clear that they wanted like reassurance or an apology. And I completely ignored it and was like, I am not going to apologize for something. And I didn't say this to them, but like, I'm not going to apologize when A, I have done nothing wrong. I think your reaction is unwarranted. And most importantly, I am not sorry at all. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I think that there's a lot of like appeasing things that we do with people and that stuff where it's like, oh, validating and recognizing their feelings. And when I also have, to use a toddler word, when I also have big feelings about the situation, it is not my job to validate your feelings. You can go get that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because in turn, your reaction to my reaction is invalidating my reaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I have to pacify myself to appease you. No, thank you.
Yeah. Like, you are upset that I am upset. But why am I upset?
And why should I apologize for that? For being upset?
Exactly.
When my being upset is valid.
Yeah. And so I felt zero remorse for... not apologizing or reassuring them that they like did nothing wrong or anything like that. And I think that that was like, at least for me, that was like the mature route to go down, because I'm like, I didn't confront them about it and say, no, I am mad at you. Like, you do have blame, like blah, 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 all of this. Didn't do that. But then I also didn't completely just lie and be like, no, I'm not mad. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. I personally think that that was the high road to take.
Yeah. I think that if you're not wrong in the situation, that if you don't believe that you're wrong, if you stand by your feelings and the other person clearly is wrong and they're mad at you for, like, what are you mad at me for? Then why am I going to sit here and placate you? And then if I apologize, then it's not sincere and it doesn't help anyone in the long run. So if you're not sorry, don't apologize.
I like stand by that statement. So true. Like, I, even if it's like someone else is in the wrong with like me, I don't want a fake ass apology. I would so much prefer you not apologize until you actually think that you are wrong. And if you don't think that you're wrong at all, like, then that's a further conversation for us to have. But like, I don't want that apology because I don't believe you.
Exactly. And then also, I feel like whenever celebrities like, I apologize if I offended you, that means that they're actually not sorry because they're not apologizing for the thing. So it's, if you wanted to be extra petty, you should say, I apologize if I offended you, but...
I apologize if my reaction made you feel like you were responsible for the thing that you were responsible for. Like, I'm sorry that you couldn't see that you were in fact responsible until you saw that I was upset.
Yes.
Thus clearly demonstrating. I've seen this on TikTok a bunch, that people who are under 25 asking for like, do you really know when your brain has like fully developed? Like, do you feel like an actual really big shift after 25? And you do. And like, that's something that like, I've always been really decisive and like really clear and direct and had like a very like defined personality and opinions and belief system and all of that. But it's like that gut instinct reaction and that I think changes and that like internal monologue and voice or whatever, that it makes it, at least for me, when you're like setting boundaries, and that's also therapy and additional stuff, that like it doesn't make me second guess my initial gut reaction of doing something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like more self-assured and all of that. So for everybody, like, I just think back, if this had happened when I was like 21, I probably would have been like, oh my God, was that the right thing to do? I don't know. And I'm like, fucking got it. Whatever.
All right. So now this is for, but are you wrong? And this is when you all write in and share situations where you want to know if you were the bad guy in the situation.
And if you want to write in for an upcoming episode, email us about 300 words, right? Or 250?
Let's just say 300 now.
So sorry, everyone. Actually, you're welcome, because I've given you an extra 50 words by just misremembering every time. Email us a summary at buttamiwrongpod@gmail.com. Yeah, make sure that you read it over, because we don't read them ahead of time and edit them. So if you can read it aloud in practice, and so make sure that grammatically it's correct, so we have our real initial reactions on the pod. So starting off, hi, Megan and Melissa. I am a 23-year-old she, her, and my situation has to do with my mother, she, her, who recently got married. For context, I live in Queensland, Australia, and she lives in New South Wales, Australia. Due to COVID restrictions, my state has been closed to other Australian states since the beginning of July 2021. I am the oldest child and have three other siblings. However, my mother did not raise me. I lived with my dad. My mother and I only started talking when I turned 18. I was meant to be my mother's maid of honor in her wedding on the 30th of October, 2021. However, due to COVID restrictions, her wedding had to get moved. Before waiting to see when the borders would open for my state, she picked the new date, the 4th of December, 2021. However, it was released mid-November that borders would open on 17th of December, 21. That means I was no longer able to attend because I physically couldn't leave my state. And if I did, I would have to hotel quarantine for 2 weeks that I would have to pay for, costing $4,000 out of my pocket. I couldn't justify paying this and explained all of this to my mother. She then did not call or text me for over a month. I texted her the morning of her wedding saying good luck, and she sent back a short message saying, thank you, I wish you were here. This response felt very passive aggressive and like she didn't really care at all if I was part of her day at all. Am I wrong to be mad at her for not waiting so I could attend and go?
Yikes.
Yikes. So you have three other siblings. Your mom is not young, I am assuming. So my initial reaction is like, when it comes to like wedding stuff, weddings cost so much money and are like so heavily planned and all of that, that like you can't really expect someone to like move something so quickly. But at the same time, she's like a fully grown adult. So that to me seems like there's not grandparents flying. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not this like whole thing. And it's a COVID wedding.
Yeah.
That like, I don't know. It seems to me like, was it like a courthouse situation? But like, I can't imagine that it would have been this like thousands and thousands of dollar thing. Do you know what I mean?
But also I'm like, why didn't she just wait until they learned when the borders would be open? Because if she would have done that, because it was only a few days difference. If she just would have waited, then she would have known for sure. And I'm sure that if that was the day that she landed on, there was probably more flexibility.
That's what I think. I think if you don't wait until you find when restrictions are going to be lifted, it's because like you can just cancel it at the drop of, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it seems like it's a very low-key affair, which is why you could have a tentative date. You could set a date before.
If it was like, I'm going to set this date, I'll pay for you to quarantine for 2 weeks. If that was a thing, great. But she didn't wait. So I don't think you're wrong. If she wanted you there with her full heart, then she would have waited. And she wouldn't have put you in that position.
Yeah, because it's never the child's responsibility to bend over backwards and do all of that stuff for the parent, even if she has made you feel some sort of guilt about not having a real relationship with her, having a really large relationship with her or not living with her when you were like a kid. It is like absolutely on her. And I also think that like her not then calling you or texting you for a month, to me, that does give the indicator like, oh, you are upset with me for not coming. and doing all of this, but it doesn't feel like you actually thought about that ahead of time, mm-hmm. of like how I could be there and making sure I'd be able to be there. And now that I'm not, you're going to be upset with me. So like, I can completely understand why. I think it's so frustrating when like you are upset with someone about something and then they're upset with you. And so you're like, but I'm upset. Like now suddenly you're mad at me and I'm having to be like, okay, do I have to placate this because I'm pissed at you?
Right.
So I don't think you're wrong at all. That totally sucks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not fun.
All right. We've got a situation with laundry etiquette. I have an issue with laundry room etiquette in my apartment complex. I'm 24 and my pronouns are she, her. I've lived in my apartment complex for about 6 months now. My building has 47 one and two bedroom apartments. And thankfully, we have a laundry room on site with 6 washers and 6 dryers. Of course, Sunday is the busiest day to do laundry and you basically have to fight for a washer. Recently, I was trying to do laundry on a Sunday and was waiting patiently in the room since all the washers were taken. A woman came in with a laundry bag filled with clothes and went over to 2 washers and emptied and switched them to a dryer. She then looked at me and refilled her 2 washers with more clothing as I was waiting for a washer. I thought it was incredibly inconsiderate as I then had to stand and wait another 35 minutes for a washer to open up. Am I reading into this too much? Do I have the right to be annoyed? Yes, you have the right to be annoyed. I know when I lived in an apartment complex where I had a laundry room, I would be very considerate and I would use 1 washer and would get so mad when I would see people using multiple at one time. But then I also thought about like, what's their family situation? Like, do they have kids? Is this the only time that they can do their laundry? You know, they want to send their kids with dirty clothes the next day. But I do. The thing that bothers, if she was using 2 washers, I would be fine with that. Like, okay, she got there first. She used 2 washers. She put it in. It's the fact that she came in, took the stuff out, and then refilled the same washing machine. That's the dick move.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. I think that like, if you have a job where you have to like basically wear new clean like clothes every single day, or you have to like wash uniforms for a week, or you have a family and all of that, I think it totally makes sense. But I do think that like, you either leave a note on the washer when you're gone and you're coming back and you're saying going to refill this one after this, just to let people know. So they're not, it's like waiting for a parking spot when someone's like putting bags in their car, or they sit in their car for 20 minutes and don't tell you that they're like not actually leaving. Like, I completely think that there are valid reasons to do that, but like, you got to go about it in a way that is considerate of other people and their time. Mm-hmm. Or even just saying, if you're not going to leave a note that's like going to be doing this, I agree. I think you should probably, you should use 2 washers, or just being like, hey, I'm so sorry. I've got like 2 or 3 kids at home and this is like the only day I've got to do this. Like, I'm going to put another load in here, but like, I'm so sorry, but like, you have this one. When I'm done, I'll be done at this time. Give me your number. I'll text you when I'm done so you can go back to your apartment. Like, there's a way to facilitate that in a way that like, you recognize that you are inconveniencing someone else. Mm-hmm. And this just doesn't seem like they cared.
Yeah, they didn't care at all, because she didn't even say anything to you when she saw you waiting there.
Yeah, she just like looked at you. Mm-hmm. I also just think that like, even if there's like no reasoning for it other than like, oh, I just want to, you have to kind of adjust your living style when you live in an apartment complex that shares washer and dryer, that you're like, oh, maybe I am doing my wash twice a week, or I'm going to have less laundry this week because I don't want to inconvenience someone else. If you don't like really have a valid reason other than you just like would like to have more clean clothes, but it's not a necessity. Like, the whole fending for yourself thing in an apartment complex is just not, that's how people like leave bags of shit on your door. You know?
Yeah. Now it's time for a break.
Thank you. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler hair tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed, and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child, and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all of those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamenusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME.
And we're back.
So, prepare for this next one.
Okay.
I, 32, she, her, have been with my husband, 36, he, him, for 12 years. I have bipolar disorder and OCD. After years of painful trial and error, I have finally found a medication combo that truly works, and I'm absolutely ecstatic with the results. The only issue is that this combo completely negates the effectiveness of birth control. My husband and I have always been confident in our decision to be child-free, but really don't want to use condoms until I go through menopause. Thanks to the American medical system, there are tons of hoops I will have to jump through to receive a hysterectomy. My husband happily volunteered to get a vasectomy instead, as that's much easier, cheaper, and less painful. However, when we mentioned this to friends, they almost all said that it was unfair for him to have the procedure when it is, quote unquote, my issue. I was really thrown by this response, and it has me questioning our decision. So, am I wrong for thinking that this is a problem for us to solve and should instead take care of the dilemma myself? The real problem are whoever the fuck you said that to, who said that.
Right. And did the people that said this, are they people with penises? Because that's who I imagine.
And those people are not your friends. And also,
no,
like,
they're
when
not
you-
your friends. This is a decision that you make as a couple. Therefore, this is both of your bodies. Also, it's none of their business.
None. And like when it's like, oh, your medication is your issue. No, you are in a long-term relationship with a partner. Your mental health is your personal issue that is something that affects every aspect of your life and like your relationships. And it's something that you have these discussions. If it is people with fucking vaginas and uteruses who have said you should be getting a hysterectomy over a vasectomy, I'm like, what the fuck? Right. Like, that's a major, major surgery versus like a, oh, here, some, your twilight sedation. You're kind of under, like, snip, snip, we'll do this really quick and easy. And it would even be hard for you to find a doc. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not easy to get a hysterectomy. I think these friends are the fucking issue.
Yeah, they're not your friends. If there's people that you want to keep around, then talk to them. I personally don't have the patience for it. I would personally cut them off. But you're not wrong. They're complete assholes. And fuck them.
Fuck them. You're 32 and your husband's 36. There is no fucking way I would even entertain these friendships for a millisecond longer. Mm-mm. Like, you're too grown and they're too grown to be, like, making these kinds of comments. This is just, like, completely negating AFAB health. It's, like, completely negating any sort of, like, nuanced discussions about reproductive health. And it shows me, like, you don't really give a shit. But then also mental health. Like, you don't give a shit at all. Like, you're just, like, shit, like, two strikes out. Fuck them.
Bye. All right. Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm 30, female, and my best friend is 29, female. We've been best friends for 15 years. It's a great friendship, except for one thing. Her husband is friends with two of my ex-boyfriends from high school, college. Her husband and my exes are all part of a close-knit friend group. I considered them to be my friends as well until my mom passed away from cancer during my senior year of college. To this day, none of them ever reached out to me about it. Not even a simple sorry for your loss. She and her husband started dating shortly after my mom died. She did confront him about it, which prompted him to offer support. But I highly doubt it was genuine, and he likely only did it to make her happy. The first ex I have no big issue with. The second one was a much more serious relationship that turned abusive over time. Her husband was her first and only boyfriend, so she had no experience with exes. However, she is always open to advice from me on how to handle the situation. Usually, she just refrains from mentioning my exes in the friend group, including their wives. But recently, she started telling me random stories about them. For example, one story was about one of them missing a job interview. It had nothing to do with her, her husband, or me. So I asked if she could not bring them up, unless the story was connected to her or me in some way. I don't mind hearing about them if it actually involves her, but I'd rather not hear arbitrary life updates about them. All it does is bring up trauma and bad feelings. Am I wrong to have asked this of her? Part of me feels that I was just setting a healthy boundary, but I'm not sure if my request was unreasonable. Thanks for reading, and I love both your pods. No. You're definitely not wrong. You set a boundary. She keeps crossing it. Also, why are they still friends with someone that was abusive to you? These people aren't your friends, and she keeps disrespecting you continuously.
Yeah, I think she and her husband should not be friends with... There is something about being friends with exes where it's like, you know, they happen to be friends before, like you've said, and like, okay. And if you like ended like cordially, or even if it's just like a little bit awkward, but like, no, I think that like you might be attaching on to the collective thing. They didn't reach out when like your mom had passed, which was really hard. But to me, I'm like the abusive thing that is where the friendship needed to, they needed to not be friends with these guys. And like, it feels like to me that the them not reaching out when your mom died, it feels like that is what your best friend and her husband have assigned the reason why you don't like these men.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like that. And yes, we should set boundaries with people. But if you are my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to create boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like the biggest thing that like, you can have a boundary within your own friendship. And yes, completely valid if there's no abuse in this conversation at all. And it's just that like, oh, like friends with someone who is an ex and it's just like, I don't really want to hear about, fine. But like, if you have to ask your friend to stop being friends with someone who abused you, that's not setting a boundary. That's asking them to set a boundary for you. And if they're not doing that automatically, they're not your fucking friend.
Right.
Ugh. You're not wrong absolutely at all. I think you need to be asking more. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should ask more because I don't think that you should have to ask. But like, if you feel like what you're asking right now, you're already asking if that's unreasonable. It doesn't seem to me like this is a friendship where you know that you're being like respected, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like that you have to keep friends around because you've known them for so long. And since you have known these people since high school, it might seem like it's necessary for them to remain friends with you and these other people, but it's not.
Who my friends surround themselves with says a lot about them too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, by proxy says something about, like, I don't want to be associated with, like, if, like, I'm friends with someone who's, like, friends with someone who's, like, absolutely horrendous, I'm like, whoa, I don't want any mutual connections tying right. us together there at all. Who you surround yourself with says a lot about you. And I mean that about your friend, not you.
Yeah. I get you. I have a friend. Well, I won't even call him a friend anymore. Someone that I'm associated with, and they're friends with someone that's, like, passively racist and also a user, not drugs, like they use people, and I just cannot stand them, and I don't understand why this person would continue to be friends with them, and so that's part of the reason that I distance myself from them.
Yep. So now it is time for But Are They Wrong, fondly referred to as Rachel of the Week, and I am so fucking excited for mine, but I want to hear yours first.
Okay. There was one that I had that I thought that you might actually pick because it's something that you're more versed on. So I went with something else.
Is it from a TikTok?
I learned about it on TikTok, but it's not from TikTok.
Okay. So say you could definitely do it if you wanted to.
I was going to pick it and then I didn't do more research on it.
Okay.
So then, yeah. So my Rachel of the Week is a TikTok account called Kiss Your Best Friend. It's pretty gross. It is a TikTok account where people, I mean, there's a trend already that exists where people are setting up cameras and then being like around their best friend and then kissing their best friends. And most people end up getting slapped in the face. I guess this TikTok calls itself curating all these, and it's gross and it's weird. People really do anything just to go viral. So like, why are you setting up a camera on your friend that you know probably doesn't want to kiss you? Like, it's just so many violations. And then you post it. It's just so much negative things going on around this whole situation. And then this account is curating them.
That's so gross. Because, like, the yeah. only ones I've ever seen of it are people who are clearly in a relationship who are, like, doing it just to go viral. But I curate my For You page a lot. So, like, I've only ever seen those on, like, I don't know, like random accounts that I'm like, those people are clearly dating. But they're ones where they're, it's not like that.
No, it's like, it's a lot of them where someone is just like, they're friends. They're like, we've been friends since high school. And this girl like set up a camera and was cuddled with her guy friend. And then she like told him something about like, I want to do this dance challenge. So then they were practicing for the dance challenge. And then she went to kiss him and he pushed her away. Like, what are you doing? And that's how most of them are.
Holy fuck. Ew. It's so weird.
It's very gross.
You know what trend I hate on TikTok, which is completely unrelated to mine? Like when people will show their parents in a video or whatever and people will comment like, oh my God, like your dad's hot. What did parent reveal? Like, what did he look like? And then like the fucking children like essentially make thirst trap videos of their parents.
I hate them as well.
Ugh. Like, so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Or, like, the ones where they're like, how did my dad bag my mom? And then they show these pictures. It's the same thing. Same energy. It's all gross.
It's so weird. Okay. So, mine has to be one of, like, the worst / like, I feel like I've never seen Black Mirror, but it feels like I'm living in an episode of Black Mirror. And
I mean,
like,
the last 2 years have been an episode of Black Mirror.
But it's one of those things that you're like, I hate this planet, but I'm so happy to be living during this time to bear witness to this. So originally, I was not going to say the creator's name of this, but then I did some digging and she follows Candace Owens. She like has done gone a lot to like the Stop Child Trafficking rallies, which are just anti-sex work rallies. And that's not like child trafficking is 100% a thing, but there are organizations that are religious organizations that are banning sex work and that are completely like anti-abortion and the ones who spread the QAnon Wayfair conspiracy theories. And so naturally, like, you know, when someone is posting that stuff during Black Lives Matter movement and not doing anything else, and you follow Candace Owens, like, and you're Mormon, you live in Utah, like, I got it. I got you. I understand you. So this is an account named Whitney Leviat or something. You might have seen it because the people were doing responses, like, or just like mocking this. But she did a dancing video, and she does a lot of dancing videos. One of those creators who like will answer questions or will just like have text on the screen. And instead of speaking, will just dance. Mm-hmm. So she has a video with her literal infant in the hospital, like in one of those clear little hospital baby bins, staring at the camera with oxygen. And it's responding to a comment that says, sending prayers, but what happened? I'm so confused. And she's dancing with the text.
I thought that was a joke. I saw it. I didn't know. I thought it was someone like mocking that.
No, no, no.
Like I thought it, like that video where the person has that cat talking about their emotional support animal on a plane that was completely fake and funny. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was one of those type things, but no, this is real.
Yeah. The white woman?
Yes, I've seen it. I did not know that was real. Okay.
It is real. So it's Lil Lee was taken in cause of low oxygen. He tested positive for RSV and waiting for him to breathe on his own. When I tell you she is dancing, this is not like a lyrical contemporary in my feels dancing. This is like TikTok top 40 renegade style dancing, big smile, cheerleader vibe. And it is wild. And then she basically like went on this, like gave this like apology that was so beyond. Like, here's the thing. We talk about influencer apologies being the worst. TikTok ones gotta be the best because like there's the time limit. They are like usually don't have managers and agents. So like they are just like kids who blow up alone in their room. So like her apology was like, you know, some people do things to get through grieving, like dance is like a form of like expression, but then simultaneously was like liking all these comments about being like, no press is bad press, like blah, blah, blah.
How is this press though? It's not press if you're posting about it yourself.
She did delete it though. And so on pretty much every other video comment, people are commenting, put the video back up. I loved it. Put it back up. Like,
I love
trolls. Obviously facetious, but it has sparked so many good like creators basically just like doing the same thing, like making fun of her doing this. But it is wild, like so unhinged. And I saw this person who like did a video talking about how they like didn't really think anything of it when they first saw the video. And they were like, well, I think it's because like as influencers, we're taught if we're going to show the good, we also have to show the bad. And I'm like, that's not what this is. And I hate that narrative of if you're going to show the good stuff, you have to show the bad stuff. No, you can show whatever you want to show. But also if you show quote unquote the bad stuff, that while it is happening in the thick of it, when you are going through something, it is not productive for your mental state at that point. And essentially what you're basically doing is trauma dumping to the internet, which is not a constructive thing. Like if you go through a tough time and you come out on the other side of it and you feel like you've learned a lot and you want to share that with your audience online, totally go for that. But like when you were like in a very vulnerable place and you put yourself out on the internet there, that is just being like very careless with taking care of yourself because you're putting that in the hands of a bunch of like untrained therapists online.
Also the dancing.
That's what I mean too. And I'm like, and if you are not in your right like mindset to be doing that, but like she just like took 2 days off and went back to doing the same things and dancing. And someone asked her if she was like Brazilian or like asked her if she was Latina, which, okay, maybe I am like completely missing the mark on that. But I thought it was a joke because, you know, they're like white Latinas fully exist. Blonde Latinas exist. I thought it was mostly a joke because she can dance, but I would not say she has the most natural sense of rhythm.
She's a counter.
Yes, I can see the 8 count in her head. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of like a joke, but she like did a whole video not answering the question and just continued to dance and then is liking comments that people are like, does this mean you're Brazilian? And she's not saying anything. And people are going, girl, just say yes or no. Like, what the fuck? And it's just so odd. It's just so wild to me. I am curious because she did answer that she was a Mormon, but is not answering if she's Latina, which it's not like.
Where does that question even come from?
It's her doing a dancing video that was in Spanish. And she said, I feel like all of the best songs are in Spanish. But.
Oh, I feel like somebody was trolling her with that.
That's
question.
What I thought.
Because I'm just looking at her and there's no seasoning in this at all.
The dancing is garlic salt is generous.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she'll respond to comments of people going like, do you speak Spanish? With just like the wide-eyed emoji and like the teeth grimacing emoji. And I'm like, you're super comfortable telling everyone that you're Mormon and being very publicly Mormon. And like, but when people are asked, like, I'm just a little worried. I hope she's Latina and I hope she's got some Brazilian in her because otherwise it just feels like you're kind of baiting people into like continuing to follow you because you're not answering the question. And it just feels a little like she's trying to have some people talk about a new thing that's not the RSV video.
Okay.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And again, the baby's looking at the camera.
That also goes back to the thing that we talked about with people using their kid as props mm-hmm. on social media, too.
Like, imagine if you, when you're older and you find this out and you see this and you're like, are you fucking kidding me, Mom?
No.
I can't. Well.
That's it.
Okay. We're happy to be back in the swing of things. So if you want to email us for an upcoming episode, let us know something has happened in your life. And if we think that you're wrong or not, send us an email, 300 words or less at butamiwrongpod@gmail.com. Give as much detail as possible. And you might receive a diamond from Melissa, which few and far between on this show.
Mm-hmm. This episode, I just completely forgot. But yes,
it was pretty solid.
This were solid ones. Yeah.
And if you want to vote on what we talked about on this episode of who you think was in the wrong, we will have that up on a Friday. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, tomorrow it'll be up on our Instagram. We will have that linked. Check it out. Go follow us there. We really appreciate it. If you want to buy my presets, buy my book, go watch my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok. That's all the things I can think of. What would you like to promote?
Follow me on Instagram, please. That's it.
Please. Please. Oh, yeah. Also slide into our DMs if you have anything like you want us to talk about on the show. I didn't even think about talking about the RSV dancing mom, but I had commented on the video and then another video of somebody making fun of her going, oh my God, I know exactly who this is because nobody was catching on in the comments. And one of y'all responded and said, please talk about this on But Am I Wrong? So I didn't even think about that. So thank you. So yeah, let us know. If you want to talk about certain things and
things that we haven't talked about before.
Yes. And like the Chris Pratt stuff is old. Just know, yeah, we don't like it.
Yeah. Same with Clay Aiken running for office. Like,
oh yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
If it's going to be anyone from the American Idol universe, like Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Jordan Sparks, who has not aged. Have you seen pictures of her?
Yeah.
She has a full-blown baby and looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Has not aged. Stunning. Okay.
All right.
We'll circle back. Goodbye.
Bye.
But Am I Wrong is a production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa DeMonts, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.